remember there is this report which has been outstanding for quite some time from the department.
We have the report and we need to go to it and say we agree with this report if you agree. And by doing so then we dispatch with it. Do all of us have a copy? Grace, do you have a copy? Yeah. Basically, this report was compiled by Professor Singh and with all the affected parties were requested to meet with him so that we can resolve this thing. More especially the issue of the tax monies of the boxers, monies, purse monies which was extending, and the issue of the stripping of Zonke Fana of his title. Now, should we read it line by line, or what do we suggest? Comrade Suga?
Thank you, Chair. Can I move a proposal on that? Give us just 2 minutes to peruse through, and then we take it line, page by page.
Okay. Okay. Now, use the specs.
Can I just check from you, is the department here, or Professor Singh, any person from the department?
No, it's only the minister's CLO is
here.
Because the reason why I'm asking that, Chair, I was going to ask that if Professor Singh, or any body dealing with boxing in South Africa, is here, can take us through this document to talk to us through, especially all those substantive matters like the resolutions, how did they arrive at that point? Because reading is one thing, but the person, the architect of this document, this can take us through so that we have an understanding. But if it's not here yet, no problem. Maybe call, we can always try whether it's not possible to get one person quickly. But if you do have some questions, who responds?
So in that absence, what do you suggest we do? Yes.
When is the due date for this report? When is the final date?
There is no date, but this thing has been long with the department. And my problem is also these people also want to understand what is the outcome of this thing.
Chairperson, because I concur with what the Honourable Suga is saying, you know, it makes sense, you understand, to have the author of the document here. And therefore, I would suggest then, if Professor Singh is not here today, then we, first of all, we read these. I've read the document. I know exactly what it's all about, Chairperson.
Okay.
But then give people enough time to read it, and then get Professor Singh to come and answer the questions. Because I have a few questions to ask too, but who will respond, as the Honourable Suga said?
Suga?
I would just like to Chairperson, I would like to check whether can we get a person from the department, even if we deal with this matter at the end. If this is there's another item, we deal with that, and then this one, before we leave, maybe the department would have responded, but they are just around the corner, if we can get somebody through the PLO.
Not to propose it, to put this aside.
and the goalkeeper, of course.
I'm busy after the item can.
He's not here.
I understand from Tori that Professor Singh is going to be here next week when we have this joint meeting with Basic Education. And then I think after that we can just call him and sit down with him. Can we agree to that? Okay.
Then, but
in the meantime, please read the report and bring the report next week. If we have to put this thing on the ATC, then so it be. Because people will think that it was not on the lands, not reflected. So, let us move to the BRRR report. Do everybody has a copy? This is a draft. We will go through the draft. If there are things which we have to amend and change, we will do so. This is it. This one. Yeah. Can I also get that 5 minutes to just get and read it? Is that okay?
Singing, I don't care if I'm here, I'm going to go there. I would recommend our Eskimo. Whatever the recommendations are, come to them, and that discuss it with God. But are you satisfied with the allocation of the budget to the department in general? Because I think that should be that. But some of the objectives the department and the committee as it were relied on if means therefore
but if I'm trying to say if you can put it in this
okay
yeah and then we will see I think that would be the starting point Are we still reading? Or can you take more hold on?
Are we okay?
Are we okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, honorable members, the first two pages is that the table and the cover. I think page three, we will start from there. Is there anything which people want to comment on page three as you've read it? Are you happy with it? Or do you want to insert something? Are we all on page three? So we agree. Page four, you just lift your hand if there's something which you want to say and to add or to omit. We agree. Page five, and I think that we'll check the spelling and the grammar as well, tense. Honorably. Page 5,
yeah? Page 5.
Yes.
Corporate services. First paragraph, the last sort of line. The Integration Act improved the vacancy rate in the department.
Where is that?
This integration, can I just explain?
The first paragraph, corporate services.
Yes. Yes.
The last thing.
The integration has improved.
The vacancy rate. Now, just the other day, was photographed that there, because of the integration, there were more vacancies.
Mm.
Now, to improve the vacancy rate means that there are more people employed and increase the vacancy rate.
Okay, can you just note that, Pare?
Yeah.
That's all. Agree? Page 6. Nothing. Can you go to page 7 if there's nothing on page 6? Are you happy with the figures, Comrade Sukar, because you know the figures and don't know? We happy?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was at an international live and events, the variance of 2.7, which is they were appropriated.
Which paragraph is that?
On the graph. It's
on the graph. Yeah.
They got 17.2 and the actual expenses 14.5 and the 2.7. So they spent the final proportion was 84.3%. What could have been the cause of that little bit of under expenditure? What do we can remember? Of that variance, 2.7 was. Yeah. It is an under expenditure. Oh. 84% that they spent. So the difference, in other words, the variance means the difference. Yeah, you see what I mean? Because they've got 100% on all others.
Mm.
I just want to look at the trust of why that variance.
Can you speak to this?
I think
if I'm right, Chair, you'll correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to organize, the department was supposed to organize the hospitality for the Team South Africa from the Commonwealth Games and to the other games. I don't know what kind of a game was that. So they did not. Yeah, there were two games that the hospitality that
yeah.
they were supposed to arrange.
Yeah, if you can go to I think what to Honorable Grace has explained.
Oh, okay.
In all the programs have been explained. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to page 8 then.
That is the program 1.
Can we make sure here we understand really what is what here? Each program. Administration. Are we happy with administration?
Yeah.
Support services? Okay. Mass participation? Okay. Am I too fast? Internationalizing an event. Happy. Okay, page 9.
Facilities coordination.
Mm.
There are 3 bullet points, but below that one, the final, rather for this financial year, there has been a dramatic decrease of 560.1 in both real changes in rent and in nominal change. In other words, we might not achieve our objective if funding decreases at the rate at which they are saying here. Now, I'm trying also to look into the question that the general was asking, whether are we happy with the departmental budget in as far as this is concerned, this financial year. We are not happy because amongst the areas is these issues of the facilities. And if budget is so limited, the department must find ways to improve that. I'm not sure whether I'm clear on this matter.
Yeah, I think I agree. We will need to take it to the recommendations.
Yeah, that's what we
have
to
get
first.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can we move?
No, I was going to, if you remember our last meeting with the department, the director for facilities made a point on,
Mr. Nobe made a point on, as part of a recommendation, of course, there's a ring fencing the funds for facilities within COCTA. That there's a money there that lies there, which COCTA people just use it in any way they wish. So as part of our recommendations, of course, we need to carry. But again, they spend a lot of their money in compensation of employees under this program. That you need to take a note of as well.
Yeah, I think somewhere this battle of COCTA and this ring fence is not working. We definitely have to make a recommendation for funding for facilities as a point on its own. Can you go to 10?
Are you happy?
Secretary General, where you are,
Page 8, that's just grammatic.
Page 8.
4.5, facilities coordination. Line 2. This is reflect 530. Either you say this reflects 530 or this is reflection of whatever. Second line, 4.5, facilities coordination. There's a sentence which starts with this is reflect.
On
page 9. It's 8 in my case.
Are we through with page 10?
Yes.
Can we go to page 11?
Honourable members, on the same page, you have paragraph 8, the analysis of the quarterly expenditure reports. That analysis has been incorporated this morning by the researcher, so you would not have it there, but we do have a copy of it, which we'll distribute later on. But it's simply an analysis of the quarterly expenditure of the department, which was of which the report on the quarterly expenditure of the report was given to us about 2 weeks ago, if I'm correct. So it is simply an analysis of that. But the expenditure itself on the quarterly performance of the report has been incorporated in the report. Thank
no,
you.
No. Can we have copies so that we look at these things? Because this is a draft, and we must satisfy ourselves that that is also correct. So we can't leave it for later. Let there be copies made and members get them.
Thank you, sir.
Are we happy with these observations, members? Okay, let's go to page 12. I think here,
sorry.
the proposal which was made by Honorable Olomisa, the issue of the funding, can you just phrase it for Upori so that we put it as the first recommendation?
I think first of all we need to acknowledge in a positive way that the sports department has been getting a support from the National Treasury. However, we need to highlight the fact that there are huge backlogs and imbalances, especially in the area of infrastructure. And for us to realize our objective of developing sport, wherein we would have to identify latent talent lying all over the country, we need to look afresh the question of facilities. So, because the National Treasury is going to say, yeah, we give you so many billion, you couldn't spend 1.5 million and so on and so on. So we rather keep them happy. But on the other hand, we still stay focused that this is a drop in the ocean in terms of facilities. While I'm talking about facilities, we may also have to look at the possibility of the Department of Sports, SASCOC, and the Portfolio Committee to invite certain key sports bodies like rugby, soccer, cricket, and netball. And when we talk about improving facilities, we do them in phases. And say, in Region X, SASCOC and rugby feels that there should be a facility in that place, in soccer and so on and so on. And also in doing so, we'll have to rope in municipalities. I don't think it's going to be a responsibility of a national department just to go and build stadiums all over the show. But there's money lying elsewhere which is destined for some of these facilities. I think I must stop there before I get too excited.
Okay, you've kept it.
Yeah.
Donald?
Sir Chairperson, as far as I'm concerned, the most important part of this report are the recommendations.
Mm.
And we are supposed to oversee that these recommendations are implemented, Chairperson.
Yeah.
If I could just piggyback on to what the Honorable Olomisa was saying. You know, there's such a lot of money around, Chairperson. We don't need rugby's money or whoever's money, Chairperson. If you look at the lotto money, Chairperson, I think, you see, if you look at recommendation one, we talk about the Standing Committee on Finance should look at something. Then I think we should have a meeting with the Standing Committee of Finance and tell them what we need. About that was about love life, Chairperson. You must look at the lotto funds, Chairperson. They roll over billions, and you know, each year. And it is sinful, man. It is criminal, really, that all these things, there's such a big need, and there is money, Chairperson. And therefore, it will depend on us, really, how we see to it that these recommendations are implemented, Chairperson. And I think we must really have a program to implement all these recommendations, Chairperson. I support all these recommendations because this is what we've been talking about all the years, Chairperson. And therefore, we must implement the recommendations, Chairperson. Then we will serve sport, Chairperson.
Thank you. Colonel Suga.
Thank you, Chairperson. We are discussing 12, huh?
Yes.
Okay. The first one, Chair, I would want to have, or clarify my mind first, around consistency.
on bullet point one, is it a standing committee or is it a portfolio committee? Just to clarify my mind, because you know the house is two houses. One is the portfolio and the one is the standing. Which is it? On the bullet one, the standing committee on finance. I will call it the standing committee finance. Just to clarify our minds.
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not sure it's a very, very difficult
one.
But I'm the one who wrote it.
No, but you say you're not sure. The problem is that you're not sure.
But I'm not being given a chance to speak.
Talk.
Okay, thanks. Now, I'm saying, since we are a portfolio committee, it should be the Portfolio Committee in the National Assembly that we are lobbying to look into this thing. Thanks.
But you put the standing committee. Babu Ndaka? Sorry? You had the end up?
I heard that Pori has addressed the issue.
Oh, okay.
And but I wanted to, I think it would kill me, Chair, because I think I'm coming when the leadership is sitting like this is dangerous too. And next to the general, I may not be promoted to be an army man. But on observation, Chair, that I know that I'm taking you back. I do think that we must redraft the observation bullet number four in terms of what you want to articulate, given the fact anyway that hosting South Africa has been a mess for some time. I think it would be very wrong for us to say, don't forget that a portfolio committee is not a lobbying committee. It's not a lobbying committee. You don't lobby at a department to give money because there are processes within government that are located. And it's just, I'm not sure, Chef, but I think the team, they will look at it because I don't think we should take a view that they are underfunded. Because the fact that, anyway, they didn't even appear before you because of other reasons, I think is a bigger problem that we must really articulate. The observation general is that the whole thing really is not run proper. That is the whole issue. The funding shouldn't be the issue that you want to raise. Because I think it would be a wrong statement anyway. And then in my view, to say that they don't perform because they're underfunded is not correct. They don't perform precisely because they are not sticking to good governance matters of operation. It's an issue, really, that affects the board, the boxing capacity. It's not really because they've got 2 million rand, therefore they don't perform. It just there are no government structures in that board. As a result of that, it's causing a lot of problems. Also, we can't also ask the government to give billions of land to a structure anyway, that even ourselves, general. We have observed that they've got no capacity to lead the board in South Africa. And then it's just important that as a committee, as we articulate it, Pori, I think we may find a better wording on that. I'm just raising a principle point that a portfolio committee is not a lobby committee. It's a political committee to raise political issues that will be taken through by various departments. But we can't lobby really on behalf of the folks in South Africa. I think it would be wrong for us to do so. But it's fine. I think whatever way that we can coach it, Chair, it's fine. I'm taking you back, though. And I'm just raising a point that maybe should be considered.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
No. Carry on.
No, that's
not fine. Okay. Okay. Commissioner, and then Commissioner Mr. McKenzie.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. You see, I wanted to go that route on the bullet point. That's why I was asking first, what is the point of portfolio and the difference portfolio and so on. But now, Comrade Ndaka has stolen my show, my thinking.
I'm sorry.
Because, you see, in the same vein, I think we must differentiate between the structure of boxing not having capacity to deal with boxing, and the second one then is funding, because funds follow function, and if your functionaries are not in order, surely you will not be able to know whether this money is enough or not enough, in the same way that one of the members of Duncan has raised. So I'm covered on that one.
I had also that point. The second one, Chairperson, around the MIG, bullet point, the last bullet point, and the other one, or the penultimate bullet point, those two bullet points, I'm not sure whether there's no way of making them one, because they speak to MIG, both of them. I'm not sure whether you've observed that, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm saying, Chair, let's also rework around the last two bullet points around MIG. I think there was a statement that was made to the effect that we do make this, but it's not being implemented, Chairperson also raises, rather than making them, clouding them. I'm not sure, I'm not good in English, but the two bullet points, we should zoom it into one. We speak about MIG as a point. The second one, the pressure of the municipalities that usurp these funds to other co-pressure business of theirs should be streamlined in such a way that it is ring-fenced. And we need to monitor that.
Thank you. So, sorry, Mr. McKenzie.
Thanks, Chairperson. Honourable Shook has actually sort of covered my point, but on bullet point four, Comrade Shook is absolutely correct. There's two issues. One is the fact that we know that they're not operating properly as a management and as a department. And secondly, we also know that they are underfunded. They might be wasteful expenditure, they might not be operating properly or managing properly, but I think both of those points need to be addressed, which, Comrade Sugar, I'd like to support that position. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
General?
Chairperson, on the question of the boxing South Africa, I'm not sure whether the boxing South Africa did come and brief the portfolio committee after it was public reported that there is a new committee or interim committee in place. I think what we should do without opening ourselves to for further attacks would be merely to acknowledge that Boxing South Africa has had problems. However, the Department of Sport is seized with the situation of trying to address those problems. And we don't mention monies, we don't mention anything. We will wait until when they come again to say, yes, the governance are now back in place. Governance policies are now being implemented. I think we should acknowledge that there was a problem, and that the Boxing SA affiliates and the Department of Sports are attending to the matter. That's what we have observed. Okay. We don't have to get into detail.
Okay, I agree. Do we agree with that?
Agree, Chair. Yeah, Chair, if I understand it correctly, because there have been very many divergent views on boxing, we are simply saying we don't make recommendations on boxing regarding finance or funding. We're simply making an observation that there are problems, governance issues, and that is the correct line.
Okay. But the department and boxing, they are dealing with that.
The department is seized with the situation.
Machenico 12. Grace, can you sit nice, please? Is it?
Hey,
page 12, please.
ask a question, Chairman.
Yes.
On item 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5th bullet. When you say the special grant should be established for building of sports facilities, given the fact that many municipalities continue to utilize municipal infrastructure grants for other more pressing needs of the community, such as water, sanitation, and housing. The question I would like to ask here, do these people get a treasury authority in order for them to do viamment for this fund?
No, they don't get.
So it's an audit query immediately. Simple, basic.
So maybe then we
need to put a stronger wording in this paragraph to highlight the fact that they do this without the Treasury Authority.
Yes. Chairperson, yes, stronger wording, that is good. But I think what we also must do, Chairperson, you know, when last have we been to these municipalities? And our oversight duty, we should go there and tell them where they are wrong, Chairperson. We should really, for the next year or two, we should really concentrate on doing this, Chairperson. Do oversight, go and see what is happening, and see for ourselves, Chairperson.
No, I agree. The one issue which was hampering us was this thing of these petitions. We could not get out because we had to deal with them. But we agreed to that one. Sis Grace, you have the end up.
General, please book our vehicle up, man.
Are we through with page 12? 13. Where is that? Yeah, no. Can you listen? This one. Adding boxing again there, and we've spoken about boxing.
Okay, I'll delete it.
So, I'm not sure, members, whether should we sound as a bit instructive or in the second bullet point. The Minister of Sport and Recreation should appoint the new Director General and fill the many vacant posts at senior management. I'm not sure that sentence warrants really to be crafted in that fashion. I don't have a better English, but I'm just provoking people's minds here on that sentence.
I think this is an area which you have been observing, that the administration perhaps is not functioning well. And it's diplomatic enough, we are not saying must, it's saying should. And we cannot use the term may. But we are showing some concerns that if there is no accounting officer and there are vacancies, all what we are talking about will never be implemented.
Yes. You see, when a general, what they also raise themselves when we hear, that there is a capacity problem in the department, and there is this many vacancies, and they've been there for quite some time.
No,
I was just saying that we need to own up, all of us, so that we understand what you are saying.
Yes.
Otherwise, we understand they did mention these problems in the committee. Thank you.
I may be wrong, but I thought also they indicated that the position has been filled. It's not that what they said. In our last, no, not really, but I think we must do that then. Because they came before the committee because of the recommendation that you made some time ago. They said that in fact are giving this matter necessary attention and that they've advertised this post. And then if it is advertised, I thought that we were saying that they're filling the post anyway.
So it's still vacant for now.
But the point, therefore, you wouldn't say they should. No. The point really that we shouldn't say then they should, because they're already addressing the problem. And then you should work it out on this matter. And I think Lynn is around. She's a worksmith. They can work it out in a manner that articulate what you want to articulate, but also bearing in mind that they've come before your committee and indicated to you. In fact, we're fighting with them. That why are they not filling this post? They said that to us, no, they've been advertised. This is what they're going to do with it. I'm saying that you must acknowledge, of course, things that they're doing too, rather than just to put a point as if definitively they are not doing anything around it. But also, I think the general main other points that they've raised, I think they are captured here. But I think the committee will consider some of those points and draft it well. I think you'll find a better way of trusting well, but not losing the essence of what you are trying to articulate for the department to consider.
Why don't you then start ascending, notwithstanding the assurance that is written from the Department of Sports that they would fit the DG's post and the
other vacancies?
At the time when we wrote the report, this post has not been fit.
General covered me because, look, this report is not about this year's annual report. It's a report over a period of time. Since the departure, since the passing away of the former DG, they've always been saying it's in the pipeline to be filled. So I think the approach that you are adopting is quite in order. It's long overdue. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Can we go to this analysis of quarterly expenditure report?
Getting more and more despite the fact that they don't come in large numbers, but they read some of these things. And they've been raising some objection in the language that some of you use in terms of articulating a great what you want to say. Because I'm a visitor, I don't know about this one, but I guess that you were almost saying earlier on that you have never visited some of these areas, therefore you've never really conducted a very effective oversight function. And then I'm not sure that for you share, you take that point or not. Again, should it delay the meeting, your team really can look at it and try to phrase it correct if you are correct initially when you're raising it.
Thank you, Suga.
Yes, Chair, but also I just want to check because look, the committee, let's remember we're coming from 2010, financial year, which was very hectic in nature because of the FIFA World Cup. And this committee undertook some visits for 2 weeks, intense one, when we were visiting the stadium, the state of readiness of this stadium, for 2 weeks, right, to oversee on those infrastructural matters. But equally, and that thing consumed a lot of time, but also until June, July, we could not do anything. We only resume ourselves in August, September, for the work during that time. But otherwise, before that, there was a lot of movement in between. Yes, we did not do the oversight in a conventional way, in the manner in which we're supposed to do in visiting municipalities for their, because also they themselves, especially the host cities, were busy with the infrastructure development around stadium. So, yes, we did not do, but also we did. So, please assist me. It's a catch 22 situation. Musa Kumbula, General, we had to travel with a chartered plane for 2 weeks with 200 and something journalists. But all the same, I'm saying Chairperson, truly,
yeah.
We did do some work, but it might not have been in the manner in which we want to do it now, to visit directly. So I just want some assistance in that regard. Thank you.
Why don't you just include, say, oversight, as well as oversight, and work somewhere in that
Kalper.
Okay.
Without mentioning which areas, that's how it's
Yeah, I do take a point that was made by both members. However, I wanted to make a point that oversight, in my understanding as a concept, it would include even someone in the department to come here, or, for example, an entity. But strictly speaking, a very perhaps strict interpretation of it would be to do a site visit, which is what the Honourable Suga is talking about. But the point is taken.
Honourable McKenzie?
Thanks, Chairperson. Just in that oversight, I must just remind the members that we did go to various municipalities, including places like Escort, Mthatha, and other places in the rural communities where we discussed facilities and those type of things. So it wasn't just stadia. We also took in police stations, airports. It's a very comprehensive oversight at that time, so I take the point by the members.
So, Chairperson, why don't you then retain that sentence as it is?
Yes, it is.
Yes. We'll be able to explain
what
we mean by this.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything more on this document?
So this committee has been under detention all the sailing out of there.
No, you see, General, we were bombarded here. We were bombarded by petitions here. They send them to the speaker, the speaker refer them here. And they've taken most of our time. So, honorable members, I think we will have to rework this thing, add these new things, and then we'll have to come together. We probably need to apply for a special sitting for us committee.
to come and adopt this report when it's been completed. But I think also Pori must email it to members so that when members come here, they've read it already.
Yeah.
Can you agree to that?
General, it's difficult to differ with you.
No.
I shall just take a two views share that I want to make as a proposal. Because I think we have read the report almost page by page.
Yes.
We have almost covered the essence of our report. There's no harm in my view share to accept the report. They can then work out the language in areas where we said we must improve on. I don't think they should apply general for a meeting after we have already gone through, even sentence by sentence, almost read that we're doing. I think we have covered the essence of the report. In my view, Chair, there's no harm for us for accepting the report. And then your team really will capture this thing, but send it to all of us again if there are issues that you want to raise, you raise on that issue. I think that's what I wanted to propose, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Is there a different proposal? Commissioner Tuga?
Chairperson, people must just find out the question of the five priorities of government in as far as the job creation is concerned. It is not coming very clear here, not unless you can direct me to that page, in terms of the five priority areas where everybody, every department is expected to reflect on the job, the impact of job creation. It should come very clear.
Can you guys listen to what he said here?
The second issue, Chairperson, I know that it was reflected. I did raise it in the committee, the question of the MDGs. We should also capture that so that we are part of the broad developmental issues that is taking place at an international level as this committee around the MDGs. We need to reflect on that. Otherwise, Chairperson, I will rest my case. Thank you.
I'm going to ask for your assistance from the committee. How do we infuse issue transformation on this report? Because it's a policy matter. Do we have to or not?
Is it not? Doctor, that Pumzi. We analysis here. I'm not sure whether this one it was also reflected, and I thought that you have captured it somewhere here. I did read something about in the recommendations. Yeah,
is it there?
I did capture it somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Not unless you want to elevate that, but it should come also very clear because you even made some mention to certain sporting codes, national federations, to that effect. I think I did read it somewhere. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Can we agree then, Pumzi and Pori will sit, and please, can we have this thing? By when can we have it? Don't do any other business, if I can use the words of Comrade Budana. Don't do any other business. Just deal with this one.
Is the report adopted?
We are going there. Can we get a proposal for the adoption of the report?
I would like to second the proposal that's been made by
Honorable Dagan. Yeah, no. We'll take it that way. That these things which have come up will be put in, but we accept this report. This is ours. So we don't have to come back for another meeting. Yes.
Can you say we adopt the report with amendments?
Yes.
So that we are much comfortable.
Yeah. Okay, that's seconded. Now, I think we have come to the end of this meeting. The one thing is that, when the minister arrives, please let us that. Because we agreed here, Honorable Dagana and General, that when the minister comes, he was supposed to be here. Whatever you want us to do. And we will just come here quickly so that he can give us a briefing so that we don't get this thing from the newspapers and what. We get it direct from him. On that note, is there anything else? Yeah, on that note, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Donut.
Thank you.